Hi, I'm Matt Bush with BPR News. I'm speaking with Jason Sanford of AshVegas.com. Jason, as always, thank you for coming in.
Thank you, Matt.
We'll start with the Asheville Regional Airport. You've been really on the forefront of reporting on this. There could be some major expansions, and some major news has been happening this month with the airport. There also could be some major expansions coming to the airport very, very soon. So tell us about it first. What's been going on there now with some of the construction that's been going on, and what has happened that you were able to find out?
The big construction project at the Asheville Regional Airport last year, as many folks know, was the construction of a big multi-level parking deck. I think they've got more than 1,000 new parking spaces, and construction is finally wrapped up on that. One of the biggest construction projects in recent years at the Asheville Airport, along with an ongoing project, Matt, to refurbish, actually build a brand new runway. The one runway at the airport is old and was in need of major repair. So over the past 4 years, construction crews have built an auxiliary secondary runway in order to allow them to completely tear up and rebuild the one existing runway. Eventually, they'll go back to that auxiliary runway and spruce that up to be able to be used on a regular basis. But the project has taken so long that the airport back in November fired the general contractor, and they're currently looking for a replacement. That runway project was supposed to be finished in December. Now it looks like it won't be complete until at least September of this year. In addition, Matt, what we're seeing at the airport is incredible passenger usage. The airport has been consistently adding new flights over the past few years, driven mostly by the carrier Allegiant. And what they're seeing is just lots more people flying in and out. That has spurred the airport to start considering a couple of major projects to fix up the infrastructure and look at expanding the terminal, the existing terminal.
As the passenger traffic has increased, the significance of the runway, it's sort of an infrastructure project, I think, that gets lost in the weeds. We think so much about roads and rails and all those sorts of things, but runways are massively important because of their size. And, you know, if you have a bigger one, you can have larger planes that carry more people
land
there. So, yeah, talk about just the passenger traffic, which sort of necessitated some of the runway changes. Talk about how much that's been going up.
Yeah, so the final numbers haven't come in yet for 2017, Matt, but when they do, the airport, I think, will see about a 15% year-over-year increase in passenger traffic. And 2017 will, I believe, mark the fourth year of a 10 to 15% increase year-over-year over that period of time. So for about the past 4 to 5 years, the Asheville Regional Airport has been steadily growing and actually growing at a faster pace than airport officials had first thought.
They were expecting this sort of level of passenger traffic to come to Asheville Regional Airport at some point, but not in 2017.
No. By the airport officials' projections, they were expecting to reach the current level of usage by maybe 2025, maybe a little bit earlier than that, but they're seeing traffic numbers now that they didn't expect for another 5 to 7 years, and that is spurring them to begin the work to hire a couple of consultants to look at how they can grow and expand the terminal.
So tell us about that. What would a terminal expansion look like? What timeline might there be on it?
I don't know the details, Matt. This is all super early, but it could include everything from expanded security checks, because there's kind of limited space right now and lines are backing up just to get through TSA security. And I think there are other expansion areas out on the apron to allow more planes to park for more user, you know, for more passengers. And then they're working on studying just basics like water and sewer lines, because they're having so many people use the airport that kind of infrastructure is becoming insufficient for the usage they're seeing.
And this is a sign of the popularity of Asheville as a destination, not just for tourists, but Allegiant. A lot of those flights are coming. They fly to a lot of places in Florida, a lot of different cities in Florida. And that's not just tourists. That's people who are staying here for extended periods of time.
That's a great point, Matt. What the airport growth is mirroring the growth that we're seeing across the city in terms of Asheville as a tourist destination. More and more over the past about 5 years, Asheville has consistently made these top lists as a tourist destination. And thus we're seeing more and more people come to visit.
Jason Sanford, as always, thank you for coming in.
Thank you, Matt.